So Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, the last home game of the 2023 regular season. Eric Bach joined by the manager of the Fred Nats, Jake Lowry, as they go for a series win today, trying to close the gap in the second half in the north. Skipper 3.5 back with 8 to play. Need a win today to finish out this home schedule, and obviously you want to win the last home game, no matter how you slice it, the way the division's looking or not, but it's a big day for us today to get a win.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's a must-win, you know, these next 8 games, just to keep pace and, you know, hope you have some help. But, you know, we're playing to win, and, you know, hopefully we can go down top here at home.
I think the biggest reason that we're in this race right now is because of our resurgence in one-run games. Winners of 7 out of the last 8 one-run games, and been in a lot of close ones in the second half. But figuring out how to win late in games is huge, and you saw it again last night.
Yeah, like you said, one-run games, extra-inning games, those are the ones that kind of make or break your season. You know, whether you have, you know, 10 of them, 15 of them, the one-run games, finding a way to get another run in, or pushing a guy to third base and someone reaching on an error and then, you know, gives an opportunity with someone with less than 2 outs with a guy at third base. Those are big opportunities for us to continue to teach these guys the development of winning.
Christian Vaquero's here. He's been here about 2 weeks now, 18 years old. He'll be 19 in a couple weeks, but I think it's good for him to get exposure at this level right now, and I think he's done pretty well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's held his own. He's an 18-year-old switch hitter. He got a lot of money, and you know, he's learned to play center field, right field, and I think eventually he'll probably be able to play left too, but man, he brings an element to the Freddies with his speed, his power, his ability to hit the ball all over the place. And he's like a young fawn out there, just running as fast as he can all the time, and we love to see it, and it pushes other guys.
And for us, we've put a lot of pressure on Lynchburg this week on the base pass. Maybe not as much of a power week as maybe we would have had in the past or that we would have liked to see, but pushing their defense and forcing their defense into mistakes, I think, has been a theme all week offensively, and that's just another way to win those close games.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you don't have the power and you're not playing for the 3-run homer, it's one of those opportunities where you put the ball in play with 2 strikes and make them make a play, right? Like last night, Brownie hitting the ball to second base, guy, you know, boots it, he gets the first, Quintana gets the third with no outs, and we have an opportunity to win the game. So anytime you can put the ball in play, you never know what's going to happen, especially at this level. And I love these guys when they take something off their 2-strike swing, you know, sometimes to put the ball in play and run and let things happen.
We talked about this at this time last year when we were starting to wrap up the second half championship, but how important do you think chasing the playoffs and being in a playoff race is for player development for these guys that are doing it a lot of them for the first time at the professional level?
Well, it's something to play for, you know, this late in the season. We're in September, you know, going to the last week of the season next week, and something to play for is always easier than something when you're out 20 games. You know, whether you look at it, we've been on teams where we've been way out of it or we've been in it, and you just find the guys that kind of – the cream always rises to the top with the guys that have – you know, like, this is what I'm made for, this is what I signed for, this is what I signed up for, rather than the guys who are just kind of going through the motions and maybe chasing their numbers. And, you know, that's all fine and good, but at the same time, man, you got something to play for right in front of you, and all you can do is do the best of your ability to try to make the team win every day and bring something to the table.
This is game 122. You guys, I mean, you guys on the staff spend an ungodly amount of hours together, both here and on the road. How would you put into context the staff camaraderie that you guys have and continue to have this late in the season, even though at some point you're probably ready to kill each other?
Yeah, I think that's the case everywhere. You know, we had a 60-day spring training, but, you know, the big three, you know, Carmelo, Jaime, DY, and we lost Joel, but we added Lordy. He's fit right in. I think we have a really good nucleus of the four of us. It's always nice to just be with the four of us here or on the road. I think we have a really good continuity of, you know, what makes each other tick. You know, we can joke around with each other, but also, you know, we're serious when we need to be. But, you know, my big thing as a manager is I want to keep a tight-knit clubhouse, but let guys be themselves. But, you know, you have rules for a reason, right? You know, like if guys aren't running balls out or things like that. But, you know, these guys have my back when it comes to those kind of things. And, you know, if you're late to a meeting or not on time, like, we're not just going to let things roll, you know. So really good staff. These guys have made the season goes always faster than it seems to every year. So one of the big things for us, we look up, it's September, man. It's crazy.
last home game of the regular season, could be the last home game of the season here today, finishing up your second year in Fredericksburg. Do you have any final thoughts about this stadium and these fans and this community?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are the best. We have a really good fan base. They travel well. They're always, you know, trying to, you know, see how many wins we can get, or, you know, they're always cheering for us no matter what. You can always hear some of the regulars out there. But, you know, this is an actual stadium, right? You can walk all the way around the field. We joke around about some of the places in this league where they're just a field. This is an actual stadium. They run it the right way. They do a really good job with the between innings things. You know, yourself and Ben are doing a really good job and always seem to have our players' backs and in best interest. So biggest thing for us is that, you know, we're taken care of at home, and this is low A, and it you're treated like you're in the big league sometimes.
Jake Lowry on Fred Nats on Deck. Maybe the biggest one of the 2023 season so far yet today. Thank you, Skipper.
No problem, Eric. Go Freddies as always.